Hey everyone, welcome to this demo of AG Now. This is essentially cloud gaming for audio-based games, and I found it a couple days ago. It's pretty neat. So the way this works, you go to a website or install a program, and you can play games. You have to have an account, but the account, at least as of right now, you can create one for free and play. I don't know how long that will last or really how long this will stay active, but we'll have to wait and see. You can play games on it. There's a messaging thing, so you can chat with people. You can live stream games so people can listen to you playing them. You can even, which is pretty cool, you can configure it so that people can play them with you. So instead of you being the only one to command the games, you can have the other people do it as well, which is kind of neat. It actually opens up lots of interesting possibilities. Sorry. I'm going to demo this on macOS. You can use this, of course, on pretty much any modern browser. There are programs for Mac, Windows, Android, and iOS. I've looked at the iOS app, Mac app, and Windows app. I haven't looked at Android yet. I'll have to check that out pretty soon. For iOS, you have to get it through test flight, and on Android, you install the APK file. So I'm going to switch over to my Mac, and I'm going to go
desktop Mac dock Safari 3 of 27.
Let's go system into the browser
finder, desktop Macintosh Safari start page search or enter website name.
All right,
open location.
So I'm going to the site is AG Now.
A select G select N O A G W period unselected.
Dot B R Y N I F Y.
B R Y N I F Y period.
Dot M E or me.
Y N I F Y dot M E HTTPS colon AG Now web content.
And the page has loaded. Now I'm already signed in. If you're not, you have to create an account. It's not that hard. It just wants a username, email, password. And I think you have to type a reason why you joined, and then your account will be approved, but usually that doesn't take too long. And then you can get to this page. So if I go here...
In AG Now, web content, AG Now, heading level 1.
Let's explore this page.
Main, navigation. Navigation, heading level 2. List 10 items. Current page, visited, home, 1 of 10. Visited live now 2 of 10, users 3 of 10, friends 4 of 10, messages 5 of 10, my game data 6 of 10, settings 7 of 10, visited get the app 8 of 10, notifications button 9 of 10, profile button 10 of 10, end of list.
So that's the main navigation panel. You can go to different parts of the program. Now if we keep going here.
End of main navigation playing heading level 2, 34 games available and 13 folders. Game library heading level 2, sort by name, sort by collapsed pop-up button, group.
All right, so we get to the part of the interface where you can look at the games. So right now it's sorted by name.
Menu checkmark name.
If I go in here though.
Recently added. Most played here. Checkmark name. Recently added.
We can change it. I'm just going to hit escape.
Name, sort by collapsed pop-up button. Prone, folder, 9 games button. Blast bay, folder, 3 games button.
So you have different categories here, and if you click on one, you can look at what's inside of it. So if I
play Kringle Crash button, Blast Bay, 3 games, Backspace goes back.
If I click on Blast Bay, we have Kringle Crash.
Documentation for Kringle Crash.
You can read the documentation for games. It just brings up the list of files, and you can read them.
Play Perilous Hearts concept demo button.
Perilous Hearts. I should actually demo this because this is a lot of fun.
Documentation for Perilous Hearts concept demo.
I'm still very upset this was never completed. I would still pay quite a bit of money to have a good jungle, adventure game that is in the spirit of that game.
Play Q9 1.2 button. Documentation for Q9 1.2. Account heading level 2.
Right, and then you get to the rest of the page. If I hit backspace.
Blast Bay, folder, 3 games. BSC, folder, 6 games. Button. Draconis, folder, 7 games. Light Tech, folder, 6 games. L-Works, folder, 9 games. New, folder, 8 games. Niengine, folder, 5 games. Button. PB Games, folder, 3 games. Top Speed, folder, 4 games. TSATRIO3, folder, 4 games. Button. USA Games, folder, 19 games. But VG Storm, folder, 5 games. Play A Hero's Call, button. Documentation for a Hero's Call. Play Ball Bouncer, button. Document. Play Breed Memorial, button. Documentation. Play Christmas Dash, button. Play Crazy Party, button. Play Dragon Village, button. Play Entombed, button. Play Documentation. Play Freight Fate, button. Open Hangout, button. Play Impulse Response, button.
Okay, so I know what most of these games are. I don't know what some of them are, like Impulse Response. Hangout is a chat room, I think. So if you just want to chat with people.
Play Kitchen Sink Games, button.
Of course, we have Jim Kitchen's games.
Documents. Play Legacy, button. Play Linux Test Game, button.
That's a test game.
Tone Latency Probe for Linux Test Game, button. Play Mailman, button. Documents. Play Mine Racer, button. Documentation for Mine Racer. Play Montezuma's Revenge Demo, button.
Yeah, I think we need Haunted House on here, because that would be fun.
Documentation. Play Mudsplat, button. Document. Play Night of Parasite. Play Oh Shit, button. Play Oh Shit Original, button. Play Park Boss, button. Play Planet Saga Demo, button.
Right, you get the idea. It is a very long list, and new games are being added constantly. In fact, if I go back up here.
Game Library, heading level 2. Playing, heading level left, Blast Bay. Game Library, heading left, Blast Bay. Playing, end of lit profile, button, and left, game, sort by name, sort by menu, recently added, sort, play, park, boss, added 8/7/2026, but.
If you go to recently added, you can see games that have just been put onto the platform, and of course, because it's server-side, it just works, and you don't have to do anything to make that happen.
Documentation, play sound RTS ultimate, added 8/, doc, play sound RTS, added 8/.
Right.
Play Top Speed Remake. Documentation for Top Speed Remake.
So you can do all that. Let's
play recent sort by recently added game library 100 play.
You can also search, I think. So if I
end of the profile notific vis settings.
Well, I don't know where the search box is. 100
game library sort by recently added menu.
Let's actually go back here.
Name Clay Park Boss Blast Bay BS Blast Bay Fold Play Cream Document Play Perilous Hearts Concept Demo Button Game
Let's
Area.
Let's play.
You press here are sent to the game. Press F8 to leave the game area and reach the rest of the page. Web application. Starting Perilous Hearts Concept Demo. Playing Perilous Hearts Concept Demo.
Blast Bay Studios presents Perilous Hearts.
Let me hit enter.
Use your up and down arrow keys to start adventure.
Okay, so the sound is a little glitchy. That can happen. Oh, actually, it's very glitchy. Yeah, so sometimes this can be a little glitchy because you're playing it remotely and it's just streaming the sound back to you. But we are here in Perilous Hearts, and as you heard it say, you're put into the game area, so keys you press will go to the game. If you want to get out of that, you hit F8. And of course, if you're using a Windows screen reader or something that has a virtual cursor, you will have to turn that off so that your keystrokes pass to the program and not control the page.
Exit.
So we have...
Start adventure. Load save adventure. Delete save adventure. Speaker test.
Let's run a speaker test.
This should come from the left. This should come from the middle. And this should come from the right.
Use your up and down arrow keys to select an option, and then press enter.
So it's actually pretty cool to have Alex as our host in this game. And I don't know why the sound is glitching.
Start adventure.
It should not be glitching. It was working fine before. Unless the server is being overloaded right now. Let's try...
Load save adventure.
Okay, this is not going to work.
Start adventure. Exit.
I'm just going to quit here.
Speaker test. Exit. Thanks for playing. Exiting program.
Let's try a different game. Let's
Perilous
try...
Perilous Hearts concept demo has closed. Perilous Hearts concept demo. Stopping. Perilous Hearts concept demo ended. Menu. Account. Heading last. Heading. Account. Game. Playing. Heading. Perilous Heart. Game. Live. Sort by. Name. Sort by. Click back out. Play. Kringle. Back out of. Blast Bay. Blast Bay.
Hit backspace.
Light Tech. L. New. Nia. PB. Top. TU. At VG.
Let's do a search here.
Enter search text. Play Entombed. Button. Game area.
Try
keys you press here are sent to the game. Press F8 to leave the game area and reach the rest of the page. Web application. Playing Entombed.
This might run a little better.
Start new game. Load existing game. Read latest news. View best adventures worldwide. View my best adventures. View my unlocked key items. Change my preferences. Account maintenance. Exit.
Now, the sounds you're hearing are coming from the service itself.
Start new game. Load existing game.
I have some alerts turned on for messages and things like that. I will get to that. But yeah, so now I'm playing Entombed on my Mac, which is pretty slick.
Yes. No.
Now, I do recommend...
Loading game. Load completed.
I do recommend on... If you're using an Apple device, you should probably turn off VoiceOver.
VoiceOver off.
And let the game speak using the system voice. Because VoiceOver can't queue messages, and so it tends to cause more problems than is worth it. So now I'm playing Entombed. If I hit the letter C... Well, it's supposed to use the system TTS. Why aren't you using system TTS? So as you can tell, I'm playing the game, but it's not speaking. Let me see something. I'm gonna check some settings on my Mac real quick. I'm gonna mute. Pause the recording. Okay, so I think the problem is it doesn't support text-to-speech in the web browser. Because if I go back here,
Safari, 8G now.
Let's turn off VoiceOver.
VoiceOver off.
Yeah, it's not speaking. So this is generally supposed to speak using your default screen reader and system voice, and it does if you're using the apps. But apparently the browser does not. It doesn't support web
VoiceOver on Safari,
text
to
speech, but it does work.
Red general information. Red Eth is a male elf necromancer druid. Red Eth is a male elf necromancer druid. Health status. What health status? What health status?
But as you can tell,
experience. Red experience. Cancel.
It's not working too well in the browser.
Save exit. Entombed has closed.
I'm going to close the game. Basically, there is a web interface that you can use, and
menu.
It works, and originally I thought I don't need to use the program because the web interface works fine, but as you can tell, it has some issues, especially on Mac OS and things like that. But basically, you have access to a whole bunch of things here. If you click on the links, it takes you to different parts of the page. If you're playing a game, you can stream it live, you can enable chat, and things like that. But I'm not going to go through the website because it would take a long time because there's a whole bunch of stuff. And a lot of the functionality can be done in the application itself, which is better because it's actually... it uses a native interface, but if you want to use the website, you can. I'm going to close Safari.
Quick Finder, desktop, Mac.
Now, let's actually
applications
run the Mac app. So, on the site, there is a link that says get the app. It has the downloads for Mac, Windows, iOS, and Android. You grab the one that you want and install it. Now let's look at the Mac app. So if I go in here in my applications folder,
agnow.app, August 5th.
This is the Mac app. This is signed, so you don't need to bypass a gatekeeper. It'll just work. Also, this is, I believe, Apple Silicon only, so if you have an Intel Mac, this will not work.
Open AG now, window, home, selected, radio button, 1 of 6.
Right, so when you log in here, It will ask you to type in your username and password, and then you'll get to this screen.
Home, selected, radio button, one out of sections, radio group, eight full screen.
So let's actually explore this.
8G now, sections, radio group.
This is a group of sections, and if you paid attention to the website, you'll notice this looks very similar.
In sections, radio group, six items, home, selected, radio button, one of six. Live now, radio button, two of six.
So we have home, live,
friends, radio button,
friends,
three of six, messages, radio button, my game data, radio button, five of six, settings, radio button, six of six, settings, radio button, sit my map, live home, select out of sections, rate, sort games by, name, sort games by, pop-up button.
Right, you can sort games.
Games. Games, table, row 1 of 47, Afron, folder, 9 games, selected, Blast Bay, folder, 3 games, BSC, folder, 6 games.
Right, you have the same type of thing here.
Play, dimmed button, setup, dimmed button, documentation, dimmed button, games you have running, empty, table.
This will show you games that you have running, so you can keep games running for a small period of time, so if you step away and come back, you can continue playing while they're just running in the background.
Go back to it. Dimmed button. Stop it. Dimmed button. 47 games. 47 games. Stop. Go game.
Right.
Game.
So
document setup. Play. Game. Games. Games.
Let's
table.
Actually, let's see here.
Blast Bay. Folder. Blast Bay. Kernel. Perilous Hearts concept demo. Has documentation. Play button. Setup. Play. Games. Table. Row 3. Play. But start. Perilous Hearts concept demo. AG now. Window. Control off. Press Command plus Option plus F11 to play. Status.
Right, so now it's
Perilous
starting.
Hearts concept demo is running. Press Command plus Option plus F11 to play.
Command Option F11.
Last Base
Control
Studios
on.
Present.
Skip the intro.
Use your up and down arrow. Start adventure.
Okay, this is working a lot better than the website. I'm not sure what's going on with the site. It seems
Brandon
to be...
Tyson has finished playing Freight Fate.
It seems to be glitching. Yeah, see, and there's an alert that I have turned on telling me what people are doing. So here we are in Perilous Hearts.
Load save adventure. Delete save adventure.
Let me see.
Speaker test. Exit. Speaker test.
Now, I've actually increased the speech rate just a bit. Hopefully it's not too fast.
This should come from the left. This should come from the middle. And this should come from the right.
Use your up and down arrow keys to select an option, and then press enter. Start adventure. Please select a slot to save your adventure to 1. Since this is merely a concept demo, we will not include the full-length introductory story. It is enough to say that Jim's girlfriend, Melanie, has been kidnapped while doing volunteer work in a little village in Africa. Jim does not know by whom she has been kidnapped, but sets out on a seemingly hopeless quest to find her. Before he can get going, however, he is in desperate need of supplies.
Yeah, so I don't know how this is being done, but the games are running in wine. Oh, and here's the store.
Use your up and down arrow keys to cycle between rifle.
Yeah, so the games are running in wine, and somehow they're configured to send their output to whatever default text-to-speech engine or screen reader you're using on the particular platform that you're using. So this game was originally designed to run on Windows and output to Sappy 5, and I guess it still technically does, but through some very clever programming that I know nothing about, it is working and running remotely and sending its data to my Mac, and the Mac speech is speaking it.
Cancel. Done.
And that's just neat. So let's actually just give you an idea here. I'm gonna play just a little bit of this game. We're gonna skip the cutscene. So the keystrokes work the same way that you would expect.
Jim, walk.
And here we are. Now I can walk around. Now it is lagging a little bit. Let's see. Yeah, you're not going to run away that easy.
Great.
So yeah, I mean, you can play this game. I can hit escape.
Paused. Please select an option. Exit. Resume adventure. Save adventure. Adventure saved. Please exit.
And game data is saved in your account. You can export it and import it, and I'll talk about that in just a minute. For games that you have to register, like Manamon, you would run them and type in your registration information, and they would just work.
Return to main menu.
So let's actually
exit.
Quit out of
Transfer
that.
Play. Exiting program.
And let's do one more just to show you. I'm going to turn.
Button.
I'm going to turn.
Games table row 3 of 4. Perilous hearts.
Let's see. Oh yeah, so it's actually using voiceover because I didn't turn it off.
Kernel crash has died.
I should have.
Back out of blast
Let's
bay. Left blast
try
bay.
Entombed again.
BSC direct light tech full entombed.
So you can use first letter navigation in this game. So if I press B.
Blast bay folder 3
right,
games.
Or if I go
entombed.
Yep. Entombed.
Play button. Entombed. AG now window control off. Press Command plus Option plus F11 to voiceover off.
So let's turn off voiceover.
Press Command plus Option plus F11 to play.
Control.
Welcome to Entombed version
no, 1.0.
Control on.
Yeah, it's Option Command F11. And on Windows, it's Control Alt F11.
Load existing game. Load your game from the last autosave. Yes, no. Loading game. Load completed.
All right, yeah, so I turned off voiceover, which means it's not speaking with voiceover. It's speaking using the
Michael Hernandez has finished playing Break Face.
System voice. So now I'm playing Entombed. It does lag a little bit, but that's unfortunately unavoidable because, like I said, you're playing the game on a remote computer and it's streaming the stuff back to you. But let's see.
Nearest unexplored space. West 8, South 3. Encounter 1 enemy. Kobold, Red Eve's pet, Red Eve, fight. Magic, summon bones, ice blast, banish undead, regeneration, summon animal, lightning, reincarnate, summon bone, reincarnate, lightning.
But actually, I might be streaming this. I don't know. I should actually check that.
Kobold. Left foot, 11 damage. Red Eve's pet, Kobold. Kobold has been sent sprawling through the air. Head, 8 damage. The kobold's head is mangled. The kobold has been defeated. 75 experience awarded. Resting.
Right.
Resting completed.
So that's how that works.
Saving game. Save completed.
I'm playing Entombed on my Mac. That is really cool. I can't tell you how cool that is. So let's show you.
Voiceover on AG now. Entombed. AG now. Window.
Let's show you some
control
stuff
on.
Here.
Your keys go to Entombed. Status has key.
Okay, so my keys go to it, but it still let me hit Command F5. Let's hit Option Command F11.
Control off.
To bring keyboard focus back
control
to my
off. Press Command out of text. Control Entombed. AG now. Full screen and control off.
Right, so it pops up a window when you're playing games. If I go to the menu bar.
Menu bar Apple. AG now. AG now. Menu about AG now. Check for updates. Ellipsis. Sign out. Hide AG now Command H. Quit AG now Command Q.
Right, these are pretty standard.
Edit menu. Undo. Redo. Cut. Did account menu. Refresh Command R.
You have the account menu.
Users ellipsis Command U.
Users will bring up a list of all the users currently on the platform.
Notifications ellipsis Command N.
You can look at your notifications.
Your profile ellipsis Command P.
Your profile.
Hide in the menu bar Command Shift H.
This is cool. You can hide the program in the menu bar so that it's just running in the background.
Say something to friends, Command Shift F.
This is friend chat that's global.
Recent friend chat submenu. Recent friend chat submenu message 1. Message 2. Message 10. Message 9. Message 8.
You can look at messages.
Account refresh Command R. Game menu. Take control Command Option F11.
Right, here's the option to take control.
Game louder command up arrow. Game quieter command down arrow.
This lets you change the volume of games.
Mute the game command shift M.
You can mute games.
Mute what the game says command shift S.
You can mute the speech.
Paste into the game command shift V.
You can paste stuff from your clipboard.
Leave it running in close. Stop the game. Take control command option F11. Live menu.
Okay, here's the interesting menu. This is live.
Check mark off. Nobody can watch.
Here's the options you have. So right now, it is off. I'm just playing this by myself.
Private live. Anyone with the link.
This is private, so if you have a link to give someone, you can do that.
Friends only. Listed to your friends.
This is if you just want to share your stream with your friends.
Live, listed for anyone to find.
Live, this is public.
Checkmark, nobody else can play.
These are the options for allowing people to play.
Only my friends can play.
So you have the same basic choices. No one, only my friends.
Anyone listening can play.
And, of course, anyone. Just be careful with that, because if too many people are trying to press keys at once, I think it doesn't like that, and it glitches. So if you're going to do this with people, make sure that only one person is actually controlling the experience at any given time.
Nobody can talk, not even me.
Okay. This is for voice chat.
Only my friends can talk. Checkmark, anybody listening can talk. Copy the watch link command L. Who is listening command I. Checkmark off. Nobody can. Who is listening command I.
Right, and then you can check who's listening and copy the link.
Copy the watch link command L. Voice menu.
Here's the voice menu.
Turn my microphone on. Microphone device submenu. Microphone device submenu checkmark whatever macOS is using.
Now, I don't have anything. And there goes Val in the background. I should have turned that off. But actually, now you know it's 9 o'clock. That's nice. But it's a very nice clock app for Mac and iOS.
Voice, menu, microphone, device, submenu.
So if you have a microphone, which I don't have one hooked up to this Mac because it's a Mac Mini, you could do that. Or
microphone, device, submenu, checkmark, whatever macOS is using.
If you choose whatever macOS is using, that uses your default that you have chosen in system settings.
Voice, menu, microphone, game output device, submenu. Game output device, submenu, checkmark whatever macOS is using. Insignia TV, external headphones, Mac Mini speakers, checkmark whatever macOS is using.
This is the same thing, but for sound output.
Voice, menu, voice output device, submenu. Game output device, submenu.
Or actually, game output.
Voice output device, submenu.
And then voice chat output.
Voice output device, submenu, checkmark the same as the game. Insignia TV, voice, microphone processing, submenu. Voice is louder, shift up arrow. Voice is quieter, shift down arrow. Mute everyone, command shift U.
You can turn voices up and down.
Who is talking? Turn my microphone on. Who mute voice is louder, shift up microphone processing, submenu. Microphone processing, submenu echo cancellation.
If you go in here, you can turn things on or off for your microphone. Echo cancellation.
Noise reduction.
Noise reduction.
Automatic volume.
Automatic gain control. I have all of these turned off because the quality is higher. But of course, if you have a bunch of background noise, you might want to turn these on.
Echo cancellation. Noise reduction. Automatic echo cancellate voice. Menu microphone processing. Sub voice is louder. Shift up arrow. Chat. Menu. Send a message command return.
You can chat.
Read the last message command bar. Send a message command return. Window. Menu.
So you have text chat and voice chat, so you can play games together and chat.
Control off. Press command plus option plus F11 to play. Status, your favorite princess has finished playing Valencia Tales.
And that's pretty neat. If I
friend
go...
chat, Manny says, ouch.
And there's someone sending friend chat.
Control off. Voice over off.
Alright, so let's...
Control on. Options menu, exit.
Right, I could play Entombed for a very, very long time, and I very well may, but I want to briefly show you the rest of this program. All right, so now it's going to close.
Control off. Entombed has finished.
And the system text-to-speech will also speak specific messages.
Voice over on AG now. AG now. Window. Play. Button. Has keyboard focus. Setup. Dim. Documentation. Dimmed. Button. Games you have running. Games you have running. Empty. Get. Set. Play. Games. Table. Row 20 of 47.
Right.
Into games. Name. Sort. Get. Sort. Sections. Radiance. Live now. Radio button. 206.
Now, you can also hit, I believe it's command 1 through 6.
Games. Table. Row 20. Kalia playing a hero's call. Started 17 minutes.
So, command 1 is games. Command 2 is live.
Friends here now. Empty. Table.
Command 3 is your friends. It goes in the same order that the tab bar does. And of course, if you're on Windows, that's control 1 through 6.
Conversations, empty, table, entombed, 8.6 megabytes, last played 1 minute ago. Check, echo cancellation, checkbox.
I think command 0.
Main window. All three are unchecked, echo, all three are on by default. The game comes out of the same your microphone. Notifications. Your display sections. Radio group in sections. Rate settings selected.
Okay, I'm in the preferences. Let's go back to live.
Michael Hernandez playing top speed. Live now. Live now. Table. Row 1 of 2. Michael Kalia playing a hero's call. Started 17 minutes ago. Four listeners.
Right. So let's say I want to listen to them playing a hero's call.
Listen button.
You can hit enter in the list and it will listen. Or if you explore these controls.
Who is listening? Button. Refresh. Button. Open the link. Button. Two games are live. Two games. Oh, who is listening? Okay. Default. Button. Okay. Brandon listening to Brandon Tyson Kersey Claw, your favorite princess. Okay. Default. Who is listening? Live now. Table. Row 2 of 2. Listen. Button.
So let's listen to this.
Can a hero's call? Kalia. AG now. Window. Listening only. Kalia has not let people listening play. Status. Sorry. It probably isn't the right. I was kidding. Lighten up. Sorry. It probably isn't the right time for jokes.
And you can hear...
Oh. Yes, of course. Forgive me.
You can hear the speech.
Appreciate the subtleties of humor.
I think they're in the graveyard. I'm not sure what's going on here. But I'll stop chattering for just a little
bit. Oh, yes. Of course. Forgive me. I don't always appreciate the subtleties of humor.
I came here to dispel the evil forces, but they have proven too much for me.
Actually, might want to...
Alexia? Father Ignatius sent. So you're the one Father Ignatius sent voiceover off.
Again, you might want to turn off
voiceover. I'm here
voiceover.
For the same reason. Maybe we can help each other. This place is too dangerous. You should head back to the temple. If you can't handle the darkness, then get out of my way. I can't afford
now,
any distractions.
The only problem
is... Alexia, a priestess and bearer of the holy light. I came here to dispel the evil forces, but they have proven too much for me. Alexia, Father Ignatius sent me to find you. I'm glad you're all right. Michael Hernandez has finished playing Top Speed 1. We're trying to accomplish
the same thing.
AG now. Maybe
if
we work together,
Kalia,
your
AG
desire
now.
To help is admirable,
we're trying
but it's far too dangerous. You should return
so
to the
temple. So
the
problem is... The system voice can lag, and you can't stop it from talking.
Hernandez is live, playing Christmas. What knowledge would that be? It will be my honor to defend you. I agree. It's a good arrangement. Knowledge or no, I'm still enough with the togetherness routine. Just tell me what's going on here.
So yeah, I'm not playing. I'm just observing this.
I agree. It will be my honor to defend you. How should we proceed?
I've been tracking the source of the power that causes the dead to walk again. All of the dark magic in this place flows from the mausoleum of House Alcano. But there
right,
is
so...
Listening.
Let's look at this window.
Listening. List only.
Barrier.
Out of text. A hero's call. Listening only. Full screen. But listening only. Kalia. Menu bar. Apple. 8. Edit. Account. Game. Voice. Chat. Window. Chat. Chat. Read the last message. Command bar. Send a message. Command. Return. Read the last. Send a message. Command. Return. Both of you have valuable expert. Listening only. Kalia has not let people listening play. Read the last message. I'm not interested in hearing more. Read the last message. Sounds easy enough.
Command return.
Can get message. Edit text. Set. Cancel. But okay. Default. Can mess message. Cancel button. A hero's call.
Right. So I could chat. If I had a microphone, I could turn on my microphone and chat with.
Then it's lucky I found you. It's
my voice.
To travel with you. I'll do what I can. There's no time to waste. Let's get moving.
Right. So. It's just...
Great. I guess I'm stuck with you.
Keeps on
well,
going.
Fine, but don't expect me to keep you around once you've outlived your usefulness.
Jeez.
There, it's an honor to travel with you. I'll do what I can to protect you.
Yeah, so...
I am grateful, but do not underestimate the power of the divine. Who knows? Perhaps it is I who will safeguard you.
The power of the divine.
Sister Alexia has joined your party. She is a powerful healer with training in holy magic. When she is in your party, all restorative spells and potions will be 50% more effective. Press control plus graveyard fence 8, small gate 0. Entering path, leaving path.
Right. And now you can hear.
Wall 15.
Oh, and...
You have encountered 3 enemies.
Here's
choose
battle.
A skill for Kalia. Attack. Hex. Use hex on who? Rat. At rat. Rat. At full health. Choose a skill for Gwenaid. Firebolt. Use firebolt on rat. At full... Choose a skill for Sister Light of Pure. Use light. Rat. At full health.
So I'm just waiting here.
Damage. Battle log. Sister Alexia uses Light of Purity on Rat.
Right. I think you get the idea.
Choose a skill for Sister Light of Purity. Use Light of Purity on who? Listening only. A hero full screen button. Listen button.
I just hit Command W to close that window.
Live now. Table. Row 1 of 2.
So that's how that works.
Live now. Games. Any sections. In sections.
All right. Phones. Let's continue.
Live. Friends. Radio button.
Three our select. Look here.
Out of sections. Radio. Friends are the people you follow who follow you back. Only the ones who are here now are listed. Everybody else is in users on the account menu. Friends here now. Friends here now. Table.
So to become a friend, both people have to add each other to their following list. So if I look here,
Manny online on Windows 11 1.31.1.
Right, that's the only person on here.
See about Manny button. Write to Manny button. What you post below is seen by everyone you are friends with, and you see there's nothing to do with the chat inside a game, which only reaches the people in that game.
You each user has a profile. You can put information in there. You can chat with them.
Write to Manny. What you post. See about what messages. Messages table. Say something. Say something. Say something to your friends. Edit text. Send button. Refresh button. Refresh button. Say some messages. Table. Manny. That's a Manny.
Right. This is a bunch of messages. This is global chat for your friends. The problem with this is if you don't have every person involved in the conversation as a friend, you will get very confused because you'll only see parts of the conversation.
In messages.
But I can go to the bottom here.
Manny. Ouch. 2102. Killer, Rich, why are games so quiet? How do you adjust the volume of the games, if at all? 16, 18. Out of messages, table.
Right, so there's that.
Sections, radio, live, net, friends, select messages, radio button, selected, out of sections, radio.
This is your chat messages.
Messages you send to one person, or to a group you put together. They are kept until you delete your account, unlike the friend chat, which goes to all your friends at once and is cleared after a while. Conversations, conversations, table. In conversations, table, row 1 of 2, public hangout, group of 18, claw, the lag might be your network. Sadly, these games have to run on a server. The input gets sent to the server, and the audio streamed to you. So if your connection to the server is bad, we sadly cannot fix that. We cannot run the games directly on your device. As for touchpad behavior, can you say exactly what you found confusing and how exactly we could improve it? What did you expect to happen and what did it do instead? Selected public hangout, group of 18, claw, the lag.
Right, that's a group chat. That's a public group chat.
Michael Hernandez is live. Bryn, sure.
This is a message I had with the developer asking about adding Mysteries of the Ancients, which of course is there.
Out of conversations, take open Bryn button, new message button, new group button, join a group button, new open Bryn button.
So if I go in here.
Bryn, two messages, say something. Say something. Insertion at beginning of text. Say something. Edit text.
That's the box to chat.
Send button.
You can send.
Add somebody. Dimmed button. Rename the group. Leave the group. Dimmed button. Refresh button.
This is not a group. This is an individual chat.
Add send. Say something. Say something. Messages. Table. Row 2 of 2. In message. Bryn. You. Is it possible to add Mysteries of the Ancients? 2249. My out of messages. Tay messages. Join a group. Button. New group. Button. New message. Button. Open Bryn. Button. Conversations. Table. Conversation. Messages. Sections. Radio.
You can create groups. If you want to make a group with your friends, you can do that, and you can chat in there.
In section. Lit. Friends. Read messages. My game data. Radio button. 5 of 6.
Okay, this is important.
Michael Hernandez is selected. Out of sections. Radio group. What each game has saved for you. Strictly your own. Nobody else can reach it, admin or not. Games with save data. Games with save data. Table. Row 1 of 4. Entombed. 8.6 megabytes. Last played 9 minutes ago. Selected. Perilous Hearts concept demo. 74 kilobytes. Last played 17 minutes ago. Brain Station concept demo. 41 kilobytes. Last played 2 hours ago.
Yeah, that's not working properly. And Brain Station, well, that's something I'll talk about later. Assuming it's ever released. This is just a concept demo. But yeah, I'm going to wait until it's actually out and then I will demo it. But it is really cool. Made by Liam Irvin. Sorry.
Mudsplat, 122 kilobytes. Last played 2 hours ago.
So,
Brain Pair Entombed.
You can look at your game data. This stores game data like your saves and preferences to your account.
Play button. Save a copy button.
You can save a copy of your data. It downloads it as a .zip file.
Import data button. Clear button. Gestures and controller button. Four games with save data. Four game gesture clear button.
You can clear it. So if you want to start fresh, you can. And of course, you can import. Now, if you're going to import data, I would highly recommend that you export it as a zip file. Make the modifications to the folder structure, or to the files in the folder structure without actually changing the structure. Compress it back up exactly the way it was compressed, because if you don't, it gets confused and can't put the information in the correct place. And if you do that, it will import your data, and the next time you go to play that game, you should be able to load your data and immediately observe the changes.
Tech is live. Playing wall bouncer.
So,
import data, gestures, and controller button.
That's what you can do. Gestures and controller, I don't know why this is in here.
Just one finger swipe up.
I guess because it's associated with a game.
Gestures. Sends the keystrokes of game controller on a phone or a tablet. There is no keyboard. On a phone or a tablet, there is no keyboard. So swipes and taps stand in for one. Each game starts with a set that suits it. What you change here is yours and applies to that game on every device you play it on.
Right. So you can change gestures on a game-by-game basis.
Game. Entombed. Game. Pop-up button.
Right, you choose the game you want.
Menu check. ESP Pinball. ESP Pinball Demo. ESES Think Freight Hangout. World of War. Valencia. Umar. Drew Panem. Triple Triad. Treasure. Matoid Mania. Top Speed. Top Speed. Tops. The Whole. The Good. Test Game. Test Game. Techno. Tarzan. Super Liam. Super Liam Concept Demo. Super Liam. Super A Hunt Plus. Super A Hunt. Super Deke Out. Super Eric the Clip. Sound RTS Ultra. Sound R. Sonic Zoom. Sonic Invader. Symbol Fighter. Entombed. Game. Pop-up button.
Right, you choose the game you want. And the nice thing, as it said, you can customize this stuff here and pretty much on whatever device you want, and it will save to your account.
Entombed has no gestures of its own, so these are the standard checked. Both surfaces use the same gestures. Checkbox. Surface. Checked. Both surfaces use surface 1. Surface. Dimmed. Pop-up game controller. Sends the keystrokes below. A game controller. Pop-up button. Menu is handed to the game. Checkmark sends the keystrokes below. Sends the keystroke. A game controller.
Okay, I believe if you have a game controller, you can either have it send keyboard commands. So if the game doesn't natively support controller input, you can have it emulate a keyboard with your controller. Or
sends the keystrokes below a game controller.
You can hand it to the game, which means the game should use the controller itself.
Gestures. Gestures. Table. Row 1 of 49. One finger swipe up. Up. Selected.
So we have a bunch of gestures here. If I look here,
one finger swipe down, down.
So by default, one finger swipes up, down.
One finger swipe left, left.
Left and right will press the corresponding arrow keys.
One finger swipe right, right. One finger single tap, none, normally space. One finger double tap, enter. One finger triple tap, X, normally none. Two finger swipe up, none. Two finger swipe down, escape. Two finger swipe left, shift plus tab. Two finger swipe right, tab. Two finger single tap, none. Two finger double tap, none. Two finger triple tap, none. Three fingers wipe up, none.
Right, you get the idea.
Three fingers wipe down, three finger double tap, three finger triple tap, tilt left, tilt right, none, tilt forward, none, tilt back, controller button, enter, controller B button, escape, controller X button, space.
This is for controllers.
Tilt, three fingers wipe left, none. Change as switch of shift, control and alt are held, what key is pressed, and how long it is sent for. Use the keyboard binds the gesture to bringing up something to type into the game with, which is not a keystroke at all. Unbind leaves the gesture doing nothing. Tilting is the phone rather than one thumb, so those four apply to both surfaces whichever one you set them on. Change button. Use the keyboard button. Unbind button. Put back the defaults button. Close button. Entombed has no gestures of its entombed. Put on you change button.
So let's say I want to change.
Change gestures. Table. Row 17 of 49. Three fingers white left. None. Change. Change button. None. Contents selected. Key. Edit text. Touch gesture. What three finger. Touch gesture. What three fingers white left should send, and how long for. Say what is held down and which one of it. Then name the key. Left. Enter. F2. NUMPED5. Tab. A letter or digit. Two words take no modifiers. Keyboard brings up something to type with. None unbinds it. Leave the key empty and hold a modifier on its own to send just that. Normal holds the key while the gesture is held and presses it once for a tap. Toggle latches it down until the same gesture again. Repeat fires it over and over until the same gesture again. Shift. Not held. Shift. Pop-up button. Menu check. Left. Right. Checkmark. Not held. Left. Not held. Shift. Control. Not held. Control. Pop-up button. Alt. Not held. Alt. Pop-up button.
You can choose exactly what modifiers you want.
Menu left. Left. Alt. Left. Alt. Pop-up button. Key. None. Contents selected. Key. Edit text. Mode. Normal. Mode. Pop-up button.
You can specify the key.
Menu checkmark normal. Toggle. Repeat. Checkmark normal. Toggle.
Toggle, of course.
Repeat.
Yeah. It does a pretty good job of explaining what things do.
Normal. Repeat every milliseconds. 120. Repeat every milliseconds. Dimmed text.
You can set it to repeat the command if you press and hold. And you can set it to repeat at a specific speed. Of course, keeping in mind that 1,000 milliseconds is 1 second. So you can have it press keys extremely quickly if you choose to.
K. cancel button. Okay, default button. Okay, cancel.
So.
Touch gesture. What, 3 fingers swipe left, shift. Not held, shift control. Not held, alt left, alt pop up menu. Not held. Not held. Key. None. Contents selected. Key. Edit text.
Let's say I want this to be mapped to the letter S.
Selection replaced at key. S. Insertion at end of text.
Because in Entombed, you press the letter S to check your status.
Mode. Normal. Mode. Pop up. Repeat. F1. Cancel. Okay. Default. Change. Button. 3 fingers swipe left now sends S. Use the keyboard. Button. Unbind. Put back. Close. Button. 3 fingers. 3 fingers swipe left now sends S. On a phone or a tap game. Entombed. Game. Entombed. Checked. Both surfaces. Use surface. Surface. Long. A game controller. Sends the keystrokes. Will gesture. Gestures. Table. Row 17 of 49. 3 fingers swipe left. S. Normally none. Select. 3 fingers swipe. 3 fingers. Close. Button. Gestures and controller. Button. 8G now. Window. Bryn has finished playing Chillingham.
Oh, Chillingham's on here now? Oh, that's cool. Okay. So yeah, that is how that works. You can customize gestures so that if you're playing on your phone or your tablet with the touchscreen, you can play. It does take a little bit of work, but once you get there, you're good to go. Like I said before, I know you can use a keyboard on the iPhone and the iPad. I don't know about Android yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if that would work. So if you have a keyboard on your device, you could use that too.
Sections, radio group, insert, friend, mess, my game data, settings, radio button, 6 of 6, my game data, selected, radio button, settings, selected.
All right, sections. Let's briefly look at the settings, and I think I'm going to wrap this up, because this has gone on long enough.
Your display name, what you say about yourself, who can find you, and what a new game of yours does about being watched, including whether people listening may play, and whether anyone may talk, are all on your profile. Open it from the account menu, or with command plus P. Notifications, who goes live, who comes online, who follows you, are set in the notifications window. Open it from the account menu, or with command plus N. Your microphone. All three are on by default. The game comes out of the same speakers, and without cancellation everyone hears it back. All worth turning off too. The other two are tuned for a voice in a quiet room. Mac OS applies echo cancellation and noise reduction together, and only to the default microphone, so choosing one by hand turns both off.
Yeah, so again, you can turn off all the processing, but make sure that you have... make sure you're not using speakers. Make sure you're wearing a good pair of headphones so that it doesn't loop back.
Uncheck echo cancellation checkbox. Uncheck noise reduction checkbox. Uncheck automatic volume check microphone. Whatever Mac OS is using microphone pop-up button. Game output device. Whatever Mac OS voice output device. The same as the game voice out. The voice AG now speaks in. Used when your screen reader is not the one reading, because it is not running, or because AG now is in the background, where an announcement would be dropped. While voiceover is reading, it uses its own voice and rate, which are its business and are not touched. Voice. Whatever Mac OS is using voice pop-up button.
This lets you set the voice that it uses when you're not using voiceover.
Menu checkmark whatever Mac Majed and dash Arab Daria and dash PM dash Monsia Susanna and dash Czech Sarah Anna Eddie and Flo Grandma Grand Rita Rock Sanchelli and dash German Germany. Whatever Mac OS is using voice pop-up button.
We'll just leave that at the default. If you want to change that default, you go to System Settings, Accessibility, and Spoken, or actually it's not Spoken Content. I think they renamed it to Read and Speak in the latest macOS versions. But you go there and you can choose the default voice that macOS will use.
Rate. 55% rate slider. The dude is live. Playing ball bouncer.
You can change the speech rate.
Pitch. 33% volume.
The pitch, volume.
Test the voice button. This is how AG now will speak to you. 130 pitch, 55%.
Now, the reason I sped it up
50%
is because at the default of 50,
pitch, 100 test the voice button. This is how AG now will speak to you.
That's a little too slow.
130 pitch, 50% rate.
That's a little too slow.
55%.
Even for me in this demo, like, I try to keep my speech rate decent so that it's as approachable to as many people as possible. But that's too slow.
Pitch 33 per volume. 100 test the voice. What your modifier key send to a game. Command is not in these lists. It is how you reach 8G now zone actions while game has the keyboard. Right option still sends Alt GR when option is set to Alt. The control key sends. Control. The control key sends. Pop-up button. The option key sends. Alt. The option key sends. Menu check. The Windows key. Nothing. Control. Check mark Alt. The Windows key. Alt. The option on this Mac only. Checked. Speak AG now zone announcements even when it is not the window you are using. Checkbox. Checked. Read chat messages out loud in games and in the friend chat. Checkbox. Checked. Say when somebody starts or stops listening. Checkbox. Checked. Play sounds for chat. People arriving. Microphones and control. Checkbox. Save button. Changed. Press save to keep it. Changed. Save button. Settings saved. Settings saved. Settings saved.
And that's how you do it.
The dude has finished playing ball bouncer.
All right.
Sections. Radio group.
Let's wrap this up with a quick look at preferences. And, or the profile and notifications. I'm going to hit Command P.
Display name what people see instead of your user. Display name. Display name what people see instead of your username. Edit text.
That's blank. My username on here, of course, is SLANNON.
About you. About you. Edit text.
You can type a brief profile bio. Let's actually do that. Let's just say, I enjoy playing audio games and reading fantasy books.
About you, edit text, insertion at end of text. I enjoy playing audio games and reading fantasy books. Who can find you? People with an account here who can find you. Pop-up button, menu check, anyone at all. Private, only my friends. Check mark people with an account here, anyone at all. People with an account here who can find you. Pop-up button.
I don't know what the difference is between anyone with an account and anyone at all, because to use this platform, you need to have an account. It is not optional. You can't even go on the website and observe what's happening without being signed in, so I don't know what that's for.
What a new game of yours does. Being watched. Off. Nobody can watch. Being watched. Pop-up button.
These are defaults, so if, say, you start playing a game and you want to stream it.
Menu check mark private live. Anyone with the link. Friends only. Listed to your friends. Live. Listed for anyone to find. Check mark off. Nobody can watch.
Right.
Off. Who else can play? Nobody but me. Who else can play? Pop-up button.
This is the same thing. These just configure what happens when you start playing a game. We have already taken a look at these.
Who can talk? Anyone listening who can talk? Pop-up button. Michael Hernandez. What other people see? What other people see? Text people see. US slant on. You have not set a display name.
Right.
What do you play most? Entombed. 1 hour, 7 minutes over 15 times. Perilous Hearts concept demo. 43 minutes over 4 times. Brain Station concept demo. 20 minutes over 8 times. Super Deke Out. 11 minutes. Save button. What other people see? Text people see. US slant on. Save. Close button.
Right, that's text stats. It gives me stats about the games I've played, how much I've played them.
Save button. 8G now. Wimp settings saved.
Things like that. Let's look at notifications. Command N.
Notifications. Empty. Table. Open. Dimmed. Follow. Mark red. Dim. Dismiss. Mark all. Dismiss. Notification. Refresh. Button. Notification settings. Button. Things that were waiting for you. Show. Everything. Pop-up button. Menu. New followers. New friends. Live now. New accounts. From the server. Check mark everything. Everything. Notifications. Notifications. Empty. Table. Open. Dimmed. Follow back. Mark red. Dismiss. Dim. Mark all red. Dismiss all. Notification settings. Refresh. Button. Close. Nothing waiting for you. Nothing waiting for you.
I don't have anything in here right now.
Click with notification settings button.
Let's look at the settings, though.
Anyone on this server, what AG now tells you about. The first two are the same settings the web client chose, so changing one changes both. Tell me when someone goes live. Anyone on this server, tell me when someone goes live. Pop-up button. Menu checkmark anyone. No one. Never tell me. People I follow. My friends only. Checkmark anyone on this server. Anyone on this server, tell me when someone comes online or goes offline. My friends only. Tell me when someone comes online or goes offline. Pop-up button.
Yeah, I would be very careful with this one.
Menu check anyone on this server. No one. Never tell me. People I follow. Checkmark my friends. Anyone on this server.
Because if I turn it on.
Anyone on this server. Checked. Tell me when someone follows me. Checkbox. Checked. Make a sound and read out friend chat as it arrives. Checkbox. Save. Button. Close. Close. Save. Notification settings saved. Close. Button. Notification settings. Button. Notificate. Refresh. Close. Button. Save. Button. 8G now. Window. Settings saved. Settings save. Button. Checked. Click. Save. Button. Settings saved. Get Dragon Village has documentation.
Right, so that's how you change stuff, and that's how that works. Let's actually show you one more thing here. Command U.
Hogwarts offline. People. People. Table. Row 1 of 200. Hogwarts offline. Selected.
There are a bunch of users on here.
Aaron offline. Occurs offline. Ia danced offline. Edian offline. Amat.20 offline. Ahmed F offline. AKA SHKO7 offline. Alan offline. Ali Muhammad. Amai 2000. NG19. Animal. Anthony. Ariel Armstrong. R. Time. ART. AR. AS. Ath. Audio. Audio. Austin. Avert. Brad 19. Babe. Ben. Bill. Stan. Long. Twi. Blind. Blind. Faith. Shoe. Blind. Joe. Offline. Blind. Jay. Blind. Pro. Blind. Blobster. Off. T. Bobby. David. Off.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the whole blind thing. I know my username on YouTube used to be BlindGamer95, but thinking back on it, that was a really stupid thing to do. I think I did it because, truth be told, I never thought I would be on YouTube, and I didn't think it'd be used. Anyway.
Follow Bobby David button.
So you can look here. You have a master list of users. If you want to follow people, you can.
Mute Bobby David button.
You can mute people.
Profile button. Listen. Dimmed button. Write to Bobby David button.
You can PM people.
Refresh button. Close. Showing the first 200 people. Search by name to narrow it down. Showing the club refresh right to Bobby David listen profile button.
So let's look at the profile for this user.
About them text. About them. About them text Bobby David. Not online. Joined 2 days ago. Zero followers, following zero, zero friends. Not playing anything you can listen to right now. Plays most. Plays most table, row 1 of 4, entombed, 10 minutes over 2 times, selected, Valencia Tales, 8 minutes over 1 time, crazy party, 1 minute over 1 time, test game, under a minute over 1 time, listen, dimmed, but follow, button, write to them, button, mute, button, block, button, tennis has gone offline, refresh, button, close, Bobby David is not online, Bobby close, profile, button, users, 8G now,
so there's that,
follow somebody to hear when users, follow show, everyone shall follow somebody to hear when they go live. If they follow you back, you are friends, which is who the friend chat is for and who can listen to a game you share with friends only. Show. Everyone. Show. Menu check online now. People I follow. People who follow me. My friends. Muted and blocked. Check mark every online now. Online now. Search by name. Search by name. Search button. People. People. Table. Row 1 of 33. NG 1981. Online. Animal Metal. Online. On Windows 11 1.31.1. Ariel Meza. Online. On Windows 11 1.31.1. ARWEN 3791. Online. On web. Audio Gamer 99. Online. On iOS 26.5 1.0. Austin X 123. Online. On web.
Right. So, you get the idea. You can see the lists of people.
Follow Austin X 123 button. Mute Austin X 123 button. Profile button. Listen. Dimmed. Write to Austin X 123 button. Refresh button. Close button. Tennis is online. Games table. Row 20 of 49.
And it's 9:30. Okay. So yeah, that is basically how that works. I was gonna say something and I forgot what I was gonna say. I hate that. Yeah, it tells you.
Has finished playing Wall Bouncer.
It tells you the it tells you the operating system that person is using as well. So I'm done for now. I'm going to quit.
Finder applications. Macintosh.
And we'll close the window. And yeah, that's basically it. I hope this gives you an idea of what to expect. And yeah,
that's it. Content is empty. System has new window.
This is pretty neat. I didn't expect it to be this good. So yeah, just something new, something you might find enjoyable. Of course, if you have any questions, comments, things like that, leave them, and I will get back to you. But, yeah, you guys take care, and I will talk soon. Bye.